Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu and John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Not bad.
I love coming back from warm places to cold places. It is my favorite thing in the world.
Nice.
I'm back.
So since John is a hostage in a new environment, we'll talk about the Providencia hostage. It's a Toro 6x52. Comes out of the La Pequeña Vega factory in Honduras. Wrapper is Mexican San Andres. The binder is from Indonesia, and the filler is from Nicaragua and has Honduran Ligero. Price point is $9.99, and the cigar was released in September of 2018. So all that out of the way, June, what was your smoking experience like?
For me, the first couple of thirds was, from first light, I kind of thought that it was a bit thin on the flavor side. Especially for something like Mexican San Andres, in which, I don't know, I kind of feel like every time I see one of those kind of wrappers used, I expect at least a medium profile in terms of like body especially, but I kind of felt like this was kind of like a lighter end. In terms of flavors, I got like, you know, typical like a dry or dirt component to it, tame black pepper, burnt cedar, a little bit of like a hint of roasted nuttiness coming through. Retrohaling the cigar, proper, you know, the right amount of black pepper, and I got more like nuttiness out of the cigar. Finish, medium length, dry cedar, earthy dirt component to it, strength being medium. So, you know, within the first couple of thirds, I kind of felt like, you know, I kind of felt like the cigar kept kind of warming up, even though it took two thirds to do it. but within the last third, I thought that it finally became kind of better and perhaps good. I felt like the flavors deepened much more. I got more spice component out of it, or the black pepper. It became like I got more of that roasted nuttiness, toasted wood, even like a dry barnyard to it. And then, you know, I kind of felt like, you know, the body finally kind of moved up to that proper medium side. And also the strength kind of surprisingly kicked up to medium full. But in terms of construction, I thought the burn and draw was absolutely perfect. So no complaints there.
How about you, John? What were your thoughts on the cigar?
I'm actually quite surprised to hear this is Mexican San Andres, because I would not have pegged it on Mexican San Andres. Maybe Mexican San Andres in the binder, but like for me, the first and middle third were kind of the best, with the cigar kind of hitting the peak point at the middle third. Flavor in the first third started out really slow, kind of like June said. Looking at the wrapper, you know, is a bad indication of where a cigar is going to go, but nosing it, I kind of got the impression it was going to come out of the gate with huge, huge flavors, and it really didn't. You know, a little bit of dry cedar, light spices, light earth, little bit of leather and cedar, but all of that was just very light. And then chocolate kind of developed about halfway through the middle third. And then I would say near the end of the middle third, the light spices kind of intensified. I don't think it at any point got over medium. It was really just, you know, medium minus. And then in the middle third, that's when the cigar kind of took off for me. Baking spices and earth shot through the roof. And I would say it was like medium plus. So it was, you know, really intense, really fast. Chocolate flavor came through more intense as well. And then it kind of fell off sort of in the bottom half of the middle third. It's still pleasant, just not as intense, which is probably for the best. And then the last third really fell off entirely for me. You know, light cedar, really nothing else, like a little bit of background spice, a little bit of background leather, but like really nothing to remark on. And like June, the strength of this really came home. Like, it snuck up on me in the last third. And you know, I love Ligero for breakfast, but this is like a medium plus. Like, you think you're about to win the boxing match and the guy just gets you with a haymaker, and it's like, whoa, where did that come from? That's kind of where the nicotine hit me in the last third here. In terms of burning construction, I did dock it from our perfect score of amazing to very good. Burn started out really well, and ash is holding on really well up to 2 inches-ish. But I ended up having a minor canoe in the first third, which required a touch-up. I did let it go, and then another touch-up in the middle third. Ash held on well enough, actually, that I commented that I had to aggressively knock it off in the middle third to not wear it. So, you know, I think construction warrants a very good. In terms of draw, about a half notch into the resistance spectrum. So again, you know, if you're really, really picky about your draws, maybe you dock that. But to me, that's perfectly within the acceptable range of draws. What was your smoking experience like, Aaron?
Yeah, I got some wood and mustiness with a little mix of baking spice and black pepper as it started. About half inch in, some dry earthiness joined the profile, and the baking spice left. Black pepper was pretty faint in the background, but it had a really long finish to it. About an inch in, the profile is wood, dry earthiness, and mustiness, and the black pepper drops out. Retrohale kind of carries that same profile with the addition of a little bit of black pepper still. And about an inch and a half in, there are slight hints of cocoa that are kind of mixed in between the wood and dry earthiness. And still a little bit of faint black pepper notes. Strength is slightly above medium. And then the second third, the wood gains a fair amount of char. Dry earthiness was right behind it. Still a little bit of black pepper in the background, but the cocoa was gone at that point. About an inch in, the charred wood gains a little bit of bitterness. Dry earth and the new addition of some mustiness were right behind it. Black pepper leaves the profile again. Retrohale has that dry earth up front, mustiness slightly behind it. And then a further in, the dry earthiness kind of took the lead while the mustiness was right behind it. The charred wood was quite faint, but the strength dropped down to medium. And then in the final third, dry earth and mustiness remain, you know, charred wood leaves the profile. About half inch in, the wood returns with like a really heavy char to it. And then further in, charred wood leaves again. The dry earthiness and mustiness were what were there. Retrohale kind of carries that same dry earth and musty profile. And then as the third cigar's wrapping up, I mean, the wood returns with no char, but has a little bit of a mintiness to it. Still some dry earth and pretty faint in the background. And the strength bumps back up to the slightly above medium mark. In regards to construction, burn was slightly wavy the whole way. In the final third, the cigar went out once. There was a portion where the cigar wanted to go out again, but I did some frequent draws to kind of keep it going on. Ash held in an inch and a quarter increments. And then in regards to the draw, it was a little bit looser than I prefer, but it didn't really cause any issues with smoking experience. So, June, what were your overall thoughts on this one?
I rated it overall to be good. You know, for this one, because I felt like the burn and draw was perfect, although on the flavor component, I thought most of it was kind of average, but except for the last third, I did good overall. But overall feelings is, you know, it was a bit thin on the body. It was a bit thin on flavors. The last third was a lot better, giving me more flavors and more depth of flavors, which was really nice. I mean, I say this is a decent entry point into the market. But there's so many good Mexican San Andreas that came out, especially in 2018. And I think this one falls a bit short.
How about you, John? What were your overall thoughts on this?
Well, I guess I'm a softie. I thought it was enjoyable. I mean, I would say in terms of, you know, if we were scoring this on balance, this cigar was really unbalanced because it was kind of all over the place. At times it was light plus, at times it was medium full. And that might be tough to market to a greater cigar audience if you're kind of all over the place. You know, medium full cigar smokers would probably be disappointed by this. And I think guys who smoke, you know, in the under medium category would probably find this a little too strong. Overall, I mean, I enjoyed it. I would probably smoke this again. You know, there's enough going on in terms of flavor complexity. One thing I want to comment on, and, you know, I don't mean this as a dig at the company, but I didn't particularly think the band design was very good. It kind of reminded me of some companies' sort of Lost and Found series in the sense that, like, it didn't seem like a lot of strategic planning went into the overall packaging design. That'd be my only feedback. Aaron, what about you?
Yeah, I would agree with you with the unbalancedness. I mean, there were some good flavor components in this cigar, but they didn't do anything to work together to create like a really nice profile. I mean, it was, you know, fairly drying throughout and things like that. Like you said, I don't want to, you know, knock on the company. You know, this is the first time I've smoked anything from them, but this is kind of what my expectation was going to be for the cigar. You know, it was just an average cigar. I mean, I'm looking forward to trying some of the other cigars to see if there's something that fits me better, but I don't really have any interest in returning to this one. It just, there was just, you know, just like small things here or there where you could say, yeah, I like this part or this part, but it's not like anything where like this works together as something that's cohesive. So, you know, just not a cigar for me. So getting into the scores, we'll start with the top. John, you gave it a 6.72. June, you were next at 6.47, and I gave it a 5.05. So, John, what were your thoughts on how that matched up?
Seems a little high. I kind of, I guess in my head, would have expected the low sixes, but with almost flawless construction and two out of three thirds scoring and good, you know, it kind of makes sense. And I suppose it's, you know, on paper, it's one of those cigars that scores higher than in my mind it probably should. To me, this is a low sixes overall.
How about you, June? 6.47.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely connect with what John just said. I mean, my overall be nice for being such a perfectly constructed cigar was be nice. I didn't think on the flavor component, the flavor profile, I didn't feel like it really delivered all the way. Mm-hmm. You know, so my higher mid six score is definitely valued based upon such a high burn and draw score.
Yeah.
But in terms of flavor profile, it's kind of like what you're saying. It's nothing that I probably would want to return to.
Yeah, my 505 is perfectly matches up with my experience. I mean, I thought it was average to the first two thirds for flavor, and then subpar in the final third. And then the burn was a bit of a chore on the cigar. It just finished badly on the burn. I mean, it went out. I had to, you know, puff on it a few times to keep it going. A little bit of a loose draw. It was just, there's too many things going against the cigar. So I'd stick that to my 505. Any other final thoughts you have on this one?
I think I was reading up on their website about this one, and I think this is their limited release.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So yeah. So this is like their, you know, a limited release, higher price tag sort of a thing that they're doing. It makes me wonder what the regular production would taste like, and which I'll, you know, soon find out.
Yeah.
But if you're saying your limited release kind of tastes like this, then
it's a little concerning.
Yeah.
I thought the square press was kind of interesting format. You don't see a lot of square presses in the marketplace, right. And I'm kind of a sucker for box press, square press. So, you know, I think that alone would probably make me want to revisit some of their other offerings and see how they compare. But yeah, I'm really surprised here that that's a limited offering.
This stuff is companies that are so unknown are awesome to smoke. I mean, because I automatically think about companies like Cavalier from a few years ago, right? Like nobody had no idea who the hell they were in the U.S. anyways. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I get to smoke it and the Born Water smoked yourself. I felt like it was good stuff.
Yeah.
But
and this company has a lot of offerings, so, and we have a few more to go through, so we'll get a chance to get a feel for it. But I mean, you know, there are some guys that can do it, some guys that can't do it, and we'll find out where this one lies. I mean, is this going to be a Cavalier, or is this going to be a Sacrifolium, June? Which one is it?
Yeah, well, hopefully not a Sacrifolium.
All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. Follow us on all the social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts. So iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
You never pay.